Listening with love to the word. In conversation through hurting, healing and hope. Week 7. Walking together.
A wonderful story, this, of the road to Emmaus. And the disciples were in conversation, just as we have been in recent weeks. You could imagine what they must have been talking about and trying to get their heads round everything they'd heard, everything they'd seen about Jesus' suffering. And they were running away because they were frightened. Jerusalem was a scary place at that time. So they were hot footing out. And a stranger joined them. And they said, well, you must be the only person who doesn't know what's gone on. And they must have had a wonderful conversation till they got to the inn. But interestingly, they didn't then just wave the stranger goodbye and go in for their meal. They took the initiative of inviting the stranger for a meal. Come and join us. Come and have a meal. And because they welcomed that stranger, they encountered the risen Lord. What does that say to us as church about welcoming a stranger, the broken and the straggling and the struggling survivors?
What does it say to us? A lovely moment to stop and think. The beauty of this one for me is, in a sense, what we've done over these last 7 weeks. Walked and talked together in a spiritual sense, looking within at the trauma we've suffered, looking at the confusion of what part in life is this, what's been happening around us, what's happened to us. But we've done it together. And in doing it together, we've opened our own hearts and minds, as vulnerable as that is, to the trust that we place in each other. And we know that that can be difficult at the best of times for victims and survivors. What response will we receive? Will we be believed? Will we be rejected? Or told it's one big lie? But it's been, in a sense, a grace-filled moment, just as those who walked with Christ, in a sense, not recognising him at first. But at that very moment when he breaks bread with them, his presence is recognised, his love, his courage is given to us, and that we give to those we walk with today. It takes courage for a survivor to break that secret to somebody else. In a sense, it asks the church, not the institution, but each and every person, to have the courage to open their hearts and minds, to be with, to walk with, to listen to those who struggle. Not judge them, not reject them, but to be with, to walk with them. That's the beauty of walking together.
Walking together is such a powerful thing. And maybe even though this scripture was written thousands of years ago, it's so relevant to today. And I give a real life example. At work, I'm involved in safeguarding in the job that I do. And nobody knew at work that I was a survivor. I didn't talk about it. And my boss, one day on the corridor, we were walking along the corridor, and she said, I think I need to tell you something. I want to have a chat with you. And there was just something in that moment, which is like this, when a light dawned between the two of us, and something in me meant, I wonder what this chat is about, but I have a feeling I know what this chat is about. And last line of the scriptures, my heart burned within us. So I had the meeting with my boss, and she told me what had happened to her as a child, and I told her what had happened to me as a child. And to do that in a place of work was really powerful. It changed the place of work, and it made the place of work a safe place for me and a safe place for her. So one survivor talking, so that listening with love and that listening can change people's lives. Listening without judgment, listening without making a comment, but just listening to somebody who tells you for the first time can cause the heart to burn inside with hope, not with shame and despair. So this reading for me is so powerful and so hope-filled and continues today, but in such a different way.
And what you said there about listening with love and not with judgment struck me, that it says their eyes were opened, they recognized him, but he'd vanished from their sight. And I think that sometimes our eyes can be opened to something. So if we take the case of abuse now being spoken about in a way that it hasn't been in the past. And so there's an awareness. Now, the disciples took everything to their heart. I wonder about ourselves as a church, about those words, it says of Jesus, but he had vanished from their sight. And I wonder perhaps if part of what we're needing to do as people who belong to the church, as a church, I wonder if part of what we need to do is to sort of ask for an openness to the presence of Christ within each person who may come to us, so that survivors or victims of abuse, when they find the courage to speak to somebody, will be listened to in love and without judgment, because the hearer is more aware now of the presence of Christ within each one of us. And that includes everyone, regardless of how broken they are.
Thank you for listening to our conversations through our hurting, our healing, and our hope. Let's hope we can continue journeying together.